Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent,
Republican. Or Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislator, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20? If you already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate it as well. So I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, just somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote.
I'm very likely to vote.
Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20? I will vote at my polling place. Okay, I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, correct?
Yep.
And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
81, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school, diploma?
High school, yeah.
High school? Okay.
And yes.
You will now be giving a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you
what
can
person?
Indicate that. I'm going to read you a short list, okay?
Okay.
The first one, Ken Mascara. Do you recognize the name? Ken Mascara?
Yeah.
How old you rate?
He was
Ken
good
Mascara?
Sheriff.
Very, very favorable.
Very good.
Humble.
Very good.
Very favorable. Okay. The next one, Keith Pearson. Do you recognize the name, Keith Pearson?
Yeah, he's very good.
Linda Bartz.
I don't know nothing about her, so I won't.
Never heard of? Okay.
No.
Richard Del Toro. Do you recognize the name, Richard Del Toro?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't vote for him.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
And the last one, Kathy Townsend. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Kathy Townsend?
No.
Never heard of
her? Won't vote for her, no.
Oh, very unfavorable opinion or just somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
I think he's going on a hell of a good job.
Okay.
They're saying this and that just to make him dirty, but I think he's doing a good job.
And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Del Toro? He's in close with the mayor of Port St. Lucie, and she's a thief. She stole our money from the garbage company.
Okay.
So as long as he's tight with her, guess what? He's going to be like her.
Thank you. And you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August for Republican primary elections. And we're almost done with the survey. Thank you for your time. If the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Linda Bartz or Erin and Lowry?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not familiar with them, so I won't comment until I do some checking on them.
But if you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Linda Bartz or Erin and Lowry?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I'll be honest with you.
Undecided? Okay. And if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Kathy Townsend or Audra Macon?
Audra Macon.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Audra Macon?
Yes. Very.
Definitely? Or
yes.
Probably? Okay.
No, definitely.
And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. If the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Keith Pearson, Richard Del Toro, or Preston Michael DeFrancesco?
Pearson.
Okay. And would you say that you are definitely voting for
Pearson? Oh, that's definite. No, that's definite. That is definite.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff? Strongly approve?
I approve of it.
It's strongly or just somewhat approve?
Strongly.
And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate it as well. You saw a television ad, a text message, or nothing, at all.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff on him, but I'm basing it on the mayor of Port St. Lucie. He's in close with her and can't be trusted.
That was on TV, a text message or something in the mail, or receive a
She has a sign in his yard. She has a sign in his yard.
Okay.
Her yard, I'm sorry.
And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? In some television ad, receive something in the mail, receive a text message, receive a visit to your home?
I've got a few cards in the mail. Cards in the mail, and I'm going by what's going on. Them cards don't mean too much.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
And you will not be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only, and we are done. If you were labeled to yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm going to say conservative.
Very conservative or just somewhat?
Yes, very.
And what is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, American, Hispanic? Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Your opinion is very important. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice day.